Bengaluru, the capital of India's southern state Karnataka, is facing a serious water crisis. Water scarcity is affecting the city, disrupting business operations, and raising health concerns. Welcome to our Global Situation podcast by International SOS, the leading health and security risk services company. I'm your host, Zabi Afak. Joining me for this episode is our senior security specialist, Mikhil Reich, and Dr. Shweta, Senior Medical Advisor at International SOS. Today we are going to discuss Bengaluru's water crisis, its causes, and its effect on businesses. We will also discuss health impacts caused due to the crisis and how International SOS supported its clients during this period. Mikhil, first of all, could you give us a snapshot of the nature of the shortage in Bengaluru and how it became such a crisis?
So over the past couple of months, there's been a lot of concern over the water shortage in Bengaluru. There have been reports of protests outside residential societies, restrictions on water usage, and that's induced a fair amount of panic, which has led businesses to look to understand better how they can mitigate their exposure in terms of operationality and, of course, the duty of care towards their employees.
And Mikhil, what has caused this water crisis?
This city's water shortage is mainly due to an inadequate groundwater supply. The shortage is mainly being faced by around 3.5 million people in Bengaluru's peri-urban eastern areas. These include Whitefield, Marathahalli, Mahadevpura, Belandoru, and others, which are mainly dependent on groundwater supply through borewells. The city's 12 million population needs around 2600 MLD, that is million liters daily, for drinking and industrial purposes, and they are currently facing a shortfall of around 500 MLD. Now, the trigger for the current crisis was the inadequate monsoon during the second half of 2023 and the drying up of the reservoirs in the following months. This was followed by an early onset of summer in February and March 2024, which caused an additional surge in demand. And that's why we're looking at a shortage that Bengaluru has found itself quite unprepared for.
We understand how and why this shortage arose. Now, could you give us a picture of how this is affecting the city, particularly business operations?
It's certainly affecting how companies view their duty of care towards employees. You can see that water rationing measures have been introduced in several societies, housing complexes. And with entire housing societies dependent on tankers for their daily needs, employees are having to adjust their work schedules to accommodate tanker times. Caps have also been issued for water-intensive consumers and bulk users, and that's affected, for instance, the hospitality sector. Knowledge parks and big businesses have so far not reported any major disruption, since most of them do have long-term contracts with water tankers to ensure an uninterrupted water supply. However, companies have reported operational issues due to employee absenteeism and demands for work from home due to the shortages in residential societies, especially in Bengaluru's eastern neighborhoods.
In addition to what you have mentioned, are we seeing any secondary implications of the water shortages?
We've also seen social unrest emerge as a consequence of the water shortage. These protests, for the most part, are localized to residents of gated communities. They are occurring over a range of issues from, you know, water scarcity on a given day to rising tanker prices or the restrictions on usage that have been issued by the government. And this is also likely to feature in the ongoing parliamentary elections, as we've already seen reports of citizens groups planning to boycott the elections until the crisis is resolved.
I will let Dr. Shweta speak to the health impacts of the current shortages. Dr. Shweta.
Along with the ongoing water crisis, the city is experiencing heat conditions. Both heat and water crisis are situations which give rise to diseases transmitted through food and water. There have been reports of a rise in gastrointestinal illnesses in Bengaluru city, and contaminated water and poor sanitation have been cited as reasons. There have been infections in people who ate at street vendors. As we are aware, street vendors usually store water and may at times reuse the water. So this could probably have given rise to the infections.
Are there any other health issues that could arise due to the water shortage?
Water shortages can affect health in several ways. With limited access to clean, safe drinking water, there is a risk of dehydration, which increases even further with increased heat conditions. The scarcity of water can lead to a rise in water and foodborne diseases like diarrhea, cholera, E. coli, and other infections. Inadequate supply of water compromises the sanitation facilities in the city. Again, compromised hand washing, if people are not able to wash their hands properly, that can also lead to a rise in gastrointestinal diseases as well as respiratory infections. When people cannot maintain their personal hygiene, there could be problems with skin infections, and food preparation and post-preparation cleanup activities also suffer, again giving rise to infectious diseases. All along with these health problems, there is another issue of stress, the stress of coping with water shortages, the stress of standing in long queues at water sources, or the uncertainty of fulfilling the basic life's needs can take a toll on the mental health of people in an area affected with water shortage. Anxiety, depression, frustration are seen commonly during this crisis.
Mikhil, tell us how International SOS has supported its clients during the shortage in recent weeks.
During the initial weeks of the shortage, we were getting requests for information with respect to the magnitude of the shortage and, of course, its impact across the city. And our role was primarily to separate fact from hyperbole and base our assessment on reliable information that could help our clients make informed decisions about the steps that they needed to take. This involved, for instance, identification of water scarce areas so our clients could narrow down on the geographical spread of the water shortage and, of course, identify vulnerable resources. We also had to identify the key stakeholders exposed to social unrest impacts. Protests emerged mainly in a localized manner from residents facing disruption to their daily lives, as we have discussed. This also involved an assessment of key escalatory triggers, which could result in prolonged protests over the issue. For business travelers, we activated our resources on the ground to recommend those hotels which, as bulk water consumers, were not facing exposure from this water shortage. And of course, this involved our forecast over the medium and long term. And our processes allow us to meet the challenge of sifting through the noise on news and social media to provide actionable intelligence to our clients, both in terms of workforce resilience and mobility.
Dr. Shweta, as the water crisis is likely to grow and affect more areas, tell us how International SOS can help people as the crisis continues.
International SOS is monitoring the situation very closely and issues alerts as the situation evolves. Subscribers should follow these alerts. Additionally, we can assist organizations in conducting awareness campaigns so that their workforce can stay healthy during the crisis. We can also link the organizations to counseling services to address workforce stress, anxiety, and mental health concerns.
What should our subscribers be doing now?
People facing water shortages should be very careful in their choice of food and drink. Ensure that drinking water is clean and safe. Consider purifying water at home. If you are unsure of the water quality, choose bottled water. If you're storing water, make sure you store it properly in clean and sealed containers and store it in a cool place and label it clearly as such. Select food that has been thoroughly cooked and is served when it is hot. Food that you prepare yourself should be a good choice. Avoid store-bought ice, raw fruits and vegetables, and salads. Fruits and vegetables that you are washing, peeling, and chopping yourself are safe choices. Then pay close attention to hygiene. Wash your hands frequently, especially before eating. If you do not have access to safe water, use a hand sanitizer. If you develop symptoms like diarrhea or vomiting, seek medical attention immediately.
Thank you, Mikhil and Dr. Shweta, for your insights on this water crisis. And to all our listeners, please remember that International SOS is your reliable resource for up-to-date information and assistance on various global situations. Explore our website, internationalsos.com for our extensive security and medical information products, as well as our network of assistance centers available to subscribers 24/7. Until next time, stay safe and stay informed.